You are listening to episode 170 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Welcome, everyone, and welcome. I'm your host, David Guerin. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 170. Today's episode, the team wins and the team loses together. Let's get started. In tonight's Lessons in Leadership, the team wins and loses together. The team wins and loses together. Now, what am I talking about here? Well, what I'm talking about is you have teams. You have your high school football team. Remember them from like about 6,000 years ago? The high school basketball team. Remember them from about 5,000 years ago? The National Football League. Remember them? You remember them. Major League Baseball, National Basketball Association, the warehouse department, the people down at the warehouse, the United States Army, an infantry unit, an infantry company, your group where you work at. They're all perfect and classic examples of teams. Like any team, they're formed for a specific reason or a purpose or a task. And all teams share one thing in common. They all do. They all want to and like to win. Now, remember, teams are formed, they're managed, and they train to win. That's what they do. Yes, even the guys at the warehouse, they train. They got to still make sure that they have all those. You see that sign, this department has gone, like 13 days without an incident, and they want to go to 14 days. So that's why they train. They win, Again, it's a thing. It's a real thing. And everybody wants to win. However, if all that the team does is win, then what good are they? Well, that's a good team. They were always winning. No, but they're not always winning. See, teams have to fail in order to know what winning is all about. And losing ensures that the team can grow based on setbacks. Yeah, it's true. If you never experience a setback, how are you going to grow? How are you going to deal with it? This is why it's so very important for the teams to win and lose together. If a team has only known success, then what happens to that team when, well, the inevitable happens? See, it fails. It fails to grow because there is no reference to a loss. So if it's always winning, it fails to grow. Sure, the W's pile up, all the wins pile up, but what's the cost? At what cost do they pile up, especially when there's no L's? See, a team that has never tasted a loss is also setting themselves up for failure, for future failure in that the loss that is coming, well, it's coming because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when that L arrives, what do? Can they bounce back? I mean, that's why it's so important for a team to enjoy the W's and the L's, the wins and the loses. We all have them. Everybody's got to enjoy them. You have to enjoy them. And you hear people, and I already see people in my mind. I already know. I can already picture those individuals. It's like, why do you celebrate a loss? Why do you celebrate a loss? That's loser mentality. No, it's not loser mentality, because they must enjoy and learn from the W's and the losses, the wins and the losses. They have to. They have to learn from both of those and grow from both of those together. Otherwise, why bother? And again, I still see that person in my mind mocking the losses and making fun of the losses and calling people losers. I can already see that individual. And yes, they're out there. If I can see it, you can see it too in your mind. Just think about it. And if I hope you're not one of those people. I really, truly do. Because that's how you grow. That's how you get better. That's how you know you need to be better, is when you have those L's. So they must win and lose together. And I'm talking about the team. The team has to win and lose together. There cannot be segregation when it comes to winning and or losing. You can't be separating that. It just can't. Of course, there's that age old adage that, and it's great leadership advice to a point. And it says, it's something like this, the quote, a leader gives credit to the team when they win. And that leader solely accepts the responsibility when they lose, end quote. And I agree with the statement. I do not agree with the reality of that statement. And let's look at the Kansas City Chiefs. In 2019, the regular season, the Kansas City Chiefs did not go only with 12 wins. and their head coach, Andy Reid, had only four losses. No, it doesn't work that way. So you see how it works? So if the head coach is the one that's running the show, you know, the whole thing, making sure the whole organization revolves around that game, then that technically means that the Kansas City Chiefs only had 12 wins and Andy Reid had the four losses. No. The entire team won 12 games and the entire team lost four games in the 2019 regular NFL season. The team, the entire team as a whole, went 12-4. And they worked their way to the Super Bowl. The team must work together, perform together, and ultimately win or lose together. And why is this important? Well, it's important because when a team begins to segregate and separate itself, then it's lost. It's lost one vital component to its success. That's cohesion. See, without cohesion, the unit is nothing more, and I'm not kidding, the unit is nothing more than a disorganized gaggle of a sham, all cleverly disguised under the veil of pretty-looking uniforms to give the false impression or facade of a unified team. That's exactly what happens when the unit is no longer cohesive. It's no longer tight. See, cohesion must be maintained at all costs. That is, if the team wants to be truly a team, a winning team, then cohesion means that all members have committed to having skin in the game. That's right. That's right. Cohesion means that commitment is more than just a 10-letter word to them. When the team is cohesive, then the team is the living, breathing embodiment of commitment. You see how that works? So it's when that level of cohesion and commitment is in place, then it all but ensures that when the time comes, the team will learn, the team will grow from all the work and performance that they've put in when they've obtained all the L's and all the W's. See, to fully grasp the learning and growing that comes from winning and losing together, the members of the team must recognize all of them, everybody in the team, whatever team you're a part of, you must provide for the betterment of the team, meaning you want the team to be better. So how does this happen? Leaders, recognize you are a member of the team. You're not just some figurehead. You're not the person at the top and you separate yourself. No, you're part of the team. You must include yourself as part of the losses. See, typically leaders are taught, and again, that leaders should have the sole responsibility of carrying the burden of the loss on their shoulders. Folks, that's nonsense. You, the leader, have to shake that idea. Whoever told you that is wrong, is a knucklehead. You have to shake the idea that a loss is solely the leader's responsibility and it's their burden to carry. And no. And how do you shake that? Well, because again, you start including everybody in the post. What happens after you win? What happens after you lose? After the celebration, and yes, you celebrate your wins, you celebrate your losses, you celebrate because then you know you're going to learn. And you get together and everyone's included. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are. Your job as a leader now shifts into ensuring that every member of the team contributes to what I like to call the after-action review. Everybody gets together in the NFL, they meet on Monday morning and they review the film, they review the tape, they review the video. That's the after-action review. And they go through every single play and they look at every single position. Does your organization do that? Do you do that? Do you do that to your team? No. That's your job as a leader, is making sure that all the members are part of this after-action review, whether they participated or not. Because again, the view from the sidelines is 100, 200, 300 degrees different than the views from the overhead camera that you see zipping around. The view from the head coach where he's on the sidelines is way different than the offensive lineman or the defensive tackle or the defensive lineman. You see what I'm saying? Then the person sitting way up in the nosebleed sections, they see an entirely different game than the quarterback gets to see. So you include everybody. You get that feedback. And team members, well, you must provide that feedback because that's how the organization is going to grow. So you have no choice. You have to provide that feedback. That's non-negotiable, team members. Also, team members, individuals, share your shortcomings as they contributed to the wins and the losses. Because everybody's quick to brag and boast. Oh, well, I scored 5 touchdowns. No. Well, I brought in the most sales. Yes. But what did you have to give up to bring in the most sales? Those shortcomings, you have to recognize them. You have to contribute them. You have to share observations on who needs help. Now, everybody's quick to do that. Everybody is quick to share observations on who needs help and who also could have provided that help on the team. Who else on the team could have provided the help? Now, team members, everyone, be prepared to face the uncomfortable truth. People don't like the truth. They like to tell other people what the truth is, but they don't like hearing it themselves. How is that being an effective team member? That's not. That's somebody who does not belong on the team if they're not prepared to hear the uncomfortable truth. They don't belong because, again, they're pulling down the team. How is the team supposed to grow? How is the team supposed to be a success if you've got people pulling them down? If all that people want to do is say, well, you did wrong and you did wrong and you did wrong, everyone did wrong, but yet refuse to accept and to share and recognize that they did something wrong themselves. They refuse to look in the mirror and say, okay, what are my shortcomings? They refuse to grow as individuals. And that is not success. That doesn't build success. It doesn't build success for the team. And it most certainly does not build success for the individual. The individual needs to take some time and collect themselves and recognize that in order to be a contributing member of any team, they have to be contributing members of growing themselves. So be prepared to include yourself as someone needing help, because don't be afraid to ask for help. And nobody's going to give you help unless you ask for it. It's just that simple. And sometimes the answer is going to be no. But if you're not prepared to do it yourself first, then don't bother anybody else. Also, be prepared to be someone who could have provided and say, you know what, I could have stepped up, I could have provided that help, but I failed to do so. Again, you take responsibility for your actions or inactions or inabilities and abilities. Take responsibility. It's a double-edged sword, but it cuts both ways. Everyone, you are part of a team. You wanted to be part of that team. You built that team. You created that team. Then start acting like it. Start doing what it takes to be a member of that team. Don't be diddle-dallying around. Don't be sitting around expecting. No, you have to contribute. You have to give more than what you're getting. It's just that simple. So you have to start doing what it takes to be a member of a winning team. And let me correct that. You have to start doing what it takes to being a winning member of a winning team, especially when you win and you lose. Yes, winning teams lose. Look at those. I mean, losing teams still win. There we go. And winning teams lose. And I was going with, look at the, as an example, those NFL players. What are they called? The Cincinnati Bengals, bottom of the list. But guess what? They all collected their paychecks. They collected that NFL money. And that's just the way it is. So again, whether you win or you lose, you're doing so as a team. You have to be part of that team. You have to contribute. And you have to celebrate the wins, celebrate the losses. Because again, if you're not growing, why are you even bothering? It's just that simple. And no, trust me. Doesn't matter where you are in that team, whether you're the water boy, starting quarterback, head coach, the owner. Doesn't matter how old or how young you are. If you're going to be part of that team, you better be contributing everything because it's about commitment, dedication. And guess what? The commitment, the dedication, the cohesiveness, the cohesion. You're doing it together.
You've been listening to episode 170 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Don't forget, you can always reach me by email, daveatdaveguerra.com. Also, follow me. I invite you to follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, my first name and last name, all one word. Or on Instagram, that's Dave, D-A-V-E, underscore Guerra, G-U-E-R-R-A, at Instagram.com. And also, I invite you to visit the website, DaveGuerra.com. And also, don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow on my Facebook page. So don't forget to do that. Do appreciate that. And let me know. Let me know when you do so. I'll give you a shout out. Listen, again, I want to thank you for listening to episode 170. Join me next time for episode 171, where our focus continues on lessons in leadership. Until then, take care. Remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow.